You are about to hear three people talking about shopping in the past. Press the button each time to hear the next recording. If you press the other button, you can hear memories of the village schools. And did you shop in the village?
Yes, because you'd got Mr. Cowell, Doug Luff, Kybird, Caton. I think that's it, isn't it?
It's all the grocery shops.
Yeah, four grocery shops.
Yeah.
And they delivered. Because Caton used to deliver. I think he even pretty well domineered the trade, didn't he?
Caton's did.
Yes, Caton's did.
Covered a terrific area.
Yes. But he would stick his halfpennies and pennies on.
Oh, yeah. So weigh his fingers.
Yes.
You know, if you had vegetables, you put your fingers on the weighing machine.
Yeah.
Well known, yeah.
And of course, and then when I, you know, you've got this Doug's shop here and the post office, I decided to leave Caton and give him my trade over here. And of course it worked lovely on the doorstep.
And did you have an order book with Mr. Caton and gave him the order and he brought
Mr. Kemp used to work for Mr. Fairbanks when we were young, and whenever you went in there, he had this cigarette on with a huge ash. Well, then whenever I was in there, and you'd got the sugar bag, and what else would you dish up, right? And all the ash...
The things loose that time.
Yeah, and the ash would always drop in that sugar. You know, and just keep shoveling it up. Because everything was, it went in those blue bags. And he, I think he used to... Oh, we had Mr. Stock up Sheepco Green, the baker. When I was at Sheepco Green.
That's right.
And you had all the mouse tuds, excuse my language, in the buns and the rolls. And if you were hungry, you just picked them out and ate the rolls.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and he called everybody Topsy.